Call the meeting to order. This is the Winchester Advisory Town Board of April 26, 2022. Welcome everyone, ladies and gentlemen. And we'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance led by Pat.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. And roll call. My name is Robert Mikes. To my right is
John Delabos.
And to my left,
Patrick Becker.
And on the phone,
Judy Siegel.
Judy Siegel. Okay. And staff introductions.
Victoria Bonner, Secretary.
Beatrice Martinez, Clark County Commissioner Sagerblum's office.
Okay. Jasmine Harris, Comprehensive Planning.
Okay. Is there someone else in the back?
No? No. I think that's it.
Okay. I'd ask everyone to please turn off all your electronic devices, whether they're beepers, cell phones, or what. And if anyone during the course of this evening would like to engage in a private conversation and not direct questions to the board, then please take them out into the hallway. Okay? Public comment. It's a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No action or vote may be taken on this item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak to individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on the agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the counter here and clearly state your name and address for the record. And that's it. The next item is approval of the minutes for the April 12 meeting. I move to approve those minutes.
April 12. I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. And approval of the agenda for tonight has a slight change. Item number 2 will not be discussed. It is delayed until July the 16th. And for items 3 and 4, I believe that's the Linda properties, we'd like to combine those with the applicant's approval. Thank you. And approval of the board members.
Fine.
Okay, thank you.
I apologize for, I'm here for item 2, request to be held. I believe I heard July 16th. It should be July 26th. I just want to make sure that
it's
correct on my...
Well, I was foolish to write that down.
I just want to make sure it...
Yeah, it's
26. Yeah, that's okay. Well,
I just want to make sure. Thank you.
Well, no, I appreciate that. I'll make my 1 or 2.
Thank you.
Okay, planning and zoning. Item number 1 tonight will be...
Bob, you need a vote on the approval.
You need what?
You need a vote on the agenda approval.
I did.
Yes, we did.
I did. Are you with us?
No. I didn't vote.
You didn't vote on it.
All right.
I think you may have mentioned
the approval of the agenda for tonight minus item number 2 and combining items number 3 and 4. All approve or all in favor, say aye.
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 There we go. Now, item number 1 for tonight will be WS22-0159, and it's Murbach, Carey, and Rosemary G, a family trust, and Murbach, Carey, R, and Rosemary G, TRS, for a waiver of development standards for reduced setbacks in conjunction with a single-family residence on 0.3 acres in an R1 single-family residential zone, generally located 128 feet south of Palma Vista Avenue and 211 feet west of Topaz Street within Winchester. Is the applicant present?
Yes.
Now, please step forward and state your name and address.
My name is Kerry Murbach. I live at 2963 Topaz Street, but I also own this property that my daughter lives in on Pinocchio Street.
Okay. And what would you like us to know about?
I've lived in that same home since 1975, and I bought this other home. My daughter lives in it with small children, and she's got too many toys in the living room, so we proposed to build this 12 by 14 foot addition on the back of the home. But the corner of it will exceed the setback by, it's 14 and a half feet. They'll still be 14, it'll exceed it by about 6 feet or so. They'll still be 14 and a half feet between the wall and this corner of the property, but it's supposed to be 20. So that's what I'm asking for, is a waiver of that space.
All right. Anything else?
That's all.
Okay. Does anyone in the audience have a comment either way about this? You do?
I just came over. I had a ring on the back wall.
I'm so sorry. If we can have your name and address for the record.
Paul Ward, 991 South Peru Street. We're just in support of the waiver.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. Finding no other comments. Board, any questions?
No.
Any questions, Pat? Judy, any questions?
No questions.
Okay. You know, I have no questions either, and I actually drove over and took a look by your house just to see what it would look like. And I can't find any reason to not do it. And based on that and the board, I move to approve with staff conditions.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, item number two is deleted for now. Item number three is going to be combined with item number four, which is just the thing about the property map. But item number three is the key one here, and it is ZC220173, Linda Properties, LLC, for a zone change to reclassify 2.6 acres from an R1 single-family residential zone to an R2 medium-density residential zone. Also, for waivers of development standards for the following: reduced street intersection offset, and two, to allow modified street standards. Number three is design reviews for the following: one, single-family residential development, and two, finished grade, generally located on the north side of Linda Avenue, 255 feet east of Topaz, within Winchester. Is the applicant present?
Well, you have to read number four in the item into the record.
Have to do what?
You have to read number four as well.
Is there a number four?
We're taking them together.
Combine them.
Oh, yeah, number four is the one that is going to be combined up with this. So, and it's TM220500061 Linda Properties tentative map, consisting of 19 residential lots and common lots on 2.6 acres in an R2 medium density residential zone, generally located on the north side of Linda Avenue, 255 feet east of Topaz Street within Winchester. Let's try this again. Is the applicant present?
Yes. Jeremiah Johnson, on behalf of the applicant from Tanny Engineering, 6030 South Jones Boulevard. No, I brought one of my boards.
Before he gets started, I want to make one small comment. There's quite a few people here, and I assume you're all for that, for this item. I want all of you to have a chance to say something about this if you wish to. But I will not tolerate repeats. I don't want one to say something, and the next person get up and say the same thing. I've already heard it. So let's keep that in mind. Go ahead.
All right. Thank you. So, this project is located north of Linda Avenue and about 250 feet east of Topaz. We are, again, requesting a conforming zone change to R2 medium-density residential from the R1 single-family residential. I had a nice little zone map here, but I didn't mistakenly leave it. But we're bounded by R1 properties to the north and west. R2, so similarly developed properties to the south. And to the east is the Southern Nevada Regional Housing Authority Schaefer Heights project, which is a multiple family residential R3 zone. So we are proposing a 19 lot single family residential subdivision. There's, with the waiver of standards, we have a non-standard knuckle, essentially an elbow. So we have to accommodate the street widths, street alignment, we have 37.5 and 38 foot wide streets. The public or the private streets will conform to all county standards, as well as Linda Avenue will receive full offsite improvements, including curb, gutter, and sidewalk. Additionally, we have a perimeter landscaping buffer of 6 feet along Linda in conjunction with that 5 foot sidewalk, with 24 inch box trees planted every 20 feet. There's a 5.5 foot area to the north along the property line as well, with 24 inch box evergreen trees planted every 30 feet. And then on the western property line, 24 feet box evergreen trees every 30 feet. Right now, we are working in conjunction with the Southern Nevada Regional Housing Authority on a sewer easement. So part of that would include us re-landscaping, aligning the wall, for one, to the correct property line, which the existing wall's off quite a bit, about 5 feet.
Wow.
Yeah, so we would be realigning that wall and then providing landscaping on both sides of the Southern Nevada Regional Housing Authority's project and then ours. In accordance with whatever standards we have to apply or go to with them, because they have their own standards in conjunction with the counties. So we did have a neighborhood meeting. I guess before I pull this down, we had a neighborhood meeting, which many people here attended. We are asking, after speaking with planning and Commissioner Siegerblum's office, we're asking to have a condition to construct up to 9 foot walls along the northern, western, and eastern property lines. This was after some comments by the neighbors concerning two-story homes abutting single-story or less intensive use homes. Mm-hmm. Additionally, we have...
Is it possible to turn this slightly before you take that down so that they can see it, but we can also see... Yeah,
is that better?
Yeah, because right now it kind of disenfranchised us. Is it possible to have that one up again, just so we can have a quick look at it?
Right here.
Because that wonderful explanation was basically of the side of a board.
My apologies.
Okay, so those are the lots.
Correct, yes. So there's the 19 lots here. We have 7 along this property line and then an island with the remaining 12.
Now, does the street go around?
It does. It makes a U here.
Okay. Got it. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Yes. So the curbs that we had proposed were ranging in size from 1,826 square feet to 2,289 square feet. So staff did recommend approval on two-story homes on all lots. However, after the neighborhood meeting, we did determine that a single-story home would be best placed on lot 7. So that's another condition we're asking, is to allow for a single-story residence to be constructed there. We just got the plans back. We are having them drafted. But right now, this is the proposed single-story residence for that lot 7. And this home has a square footage of 2,226 square feet.
And where's the front door? So is it
the front door is...
Yeah.
Yep, down here.
Okay.
Sorry, we had a sketch done.
Well, no, I was just saying, because usually living room as the designation, as opposed to the family room, which is usually another room like it. So I just wanted to make sure I understood. Thank you.
Yeah, so this home would be aligned as the same as the other properties, which there are four, but I have the largest and smallest just presented here. So again, these are stylish exterior homes matching into existing or surrounding properties. They'll have full-length driveways as well as full-size garages, park a minimum of 2 vehicles each. So we don't anticipate any parking issues. That was another concern I expressed in the neighborhood meeting, was that there may, if you know, with additional traffic and parking, that it would get a little crowded. But after some traffic impact analysis and with these homes, we don't foresee any negative impact to the adjacent streets network. So with that, I am here to answer any questions. I know that I've talked to some of the neighbors before the meeting, but we agree with staff's recommendation for approval and hope that you support this project as well.
All right. Thank you very much. Let's open the meeting now to the visitors here that might have a comment either way about this. We'd like to hear them. Whoever wants to be first.
My name is Bill LeJune. I have the property at 2683, which is, our main concern was we just a higher wall because they were going to put a small raised wall in the back. I'm right here on this property right here. So the drive comes through here, and this was a little bitty retainer or a little planter box wall. My wall's only about less than 6 foot, so I was concerned about somebody parking there and they'd hop over. So they addressed that with saying they could go up to 9 foot. That's good with us. As long as we can get it up enough, we don't have to worry about somebody's hopping over real easy. And plus, it will help with the two stories not seeing in our backyard with pools so much, you know.
Right.
And then also, I think he addressed the corner over there on the other one for the house, but we're okay with it. We seem to be...
All right.
Talked it out, and it seems like we got it worked out. So.
All right. Thank you for your input, sir.
Yeah.
Next, anyone else?
I have some questions. My name is Verity Tiberti, and I would like to address the waiver of a zone change. The map that you had last time that you don't have this time, it shows that not only abutting the property is R1, but all throughout the full neighborhood is all R1. And the new master plan that just came out a couple months ago has kind of made things a little bit difficult than of where R1 sits and if it's a mid-suburban, but it seems from your website that it skews downward. Like, we're a low intensity, we're considered a low suburban neighborhood. And so I'd like to give that a little bit more consideration, seeing that getting 19 houses on here packs them in completely tight. I don't even know if one of the lots is properly 3,300 square feet, which is what each lot needs to be. I think there's one that's 32 or something, but I can't really see on the numbers. So I think that these zone change and packing so many houses on is going to first one waiver and then another and then another, and I just don't want it to cascade down to where there is the R2 across the street, but that's an anomaly, and that's some people keep their homes up really nice in that small street of houses, but some, I have pictures if you want to see what an R2 looks like compared to what the R1. What's going on the back side of those walls.
Yeah.
And I wanted to say that the wall height is great. Thank you for addressing that. I think that will alleviate, mostly with the almost three foot grade height you want to slope things. I'm not exactly sure if you could adjust where that slope would be, but thank you for listening to us about the walls. And then I also had the questions about, there's still an open septic pit on the property, and I haven't been able to find any certificates that the well's been permitted, plugged, closed. And those are two things that are important, that the water table is not being contaminated, and the health district is on board. I know the sewer is a huge challenge to get that put in. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else? All right. Can you address the two questions here?
I'm so sorry. Bob, are you closing public comment for the record?
For the record.
Are you closing public comment since no one else?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're moving on.
Just wanted to be clear for the record. So that means folks can no longer voice their opinions. So there's only two. So if anyone else needs to speak, now is the time.
I already said that.
Hi. I'm Stephanie. I live at 2653 Topaz Court. For the most part, thank you for all the concessions. Thank you for the one story that abuts my house and the wall height. I feel like I'm repeating, so I'm sorry if I'm repeating, but I agree with Verity. It makes me really nervous having 19 homes packed into this small area, especially we have a whole cul-de-sac of custom homes, and we've been here for 50 plus years, and that street, and it just, to pack that many homes in there, just, we've had some issues with homeless and everything in there, and I'm not used to people being abutting us. I don't know, that's my
thoughts.
I'm sorry, I forgot to say one thing, and I wanted to just mention that last week or the week before, the board listened to the neighborhood across DI, or Eastern, wanted a zone variance to be part of a historical. They took their 10 acres of neighborhood, and people were, I think part of the drive to do that was about keeping the neighborhood as it is and zoned and making it harder to change the zones. And we didn't do that on our side, but I think that sentiment is shared by a lot of people.
All right. Thank you. Is there anyone else? All right. For this period of public comment is now closed. And we'll go to you to answer the questions that you've heard.
It's board. Now you guys have questions. You're just so eager. I love your enthusiasm.
I'm keeping track.
I think part of that was so that he doesn't lose track of the questions that were asked by them.
Yeah.
And then the next set of questions would be those
Somebody
asked by us, I think,
on that, so.
Is looking to be more direct, but that's fine.
Can you address these questions that have been asked?
Yes. So I will address again that yes, it is more intense than what is located to the north or the east, or the west, my apologies. However, there may be it may be more rural and low intensity around, further out. But in this area, we have commercial, we do have R2, and we do have R3. So I do think this is appropriate for the site. It is also below the allowed density for the mid-intensity land use. The actual average lot size is 33,875 square feet. Our smallest, the average lot size is 3,875 square feet.
Thank you.
The smallest lot's actually 3,609.
Okay, I couldn't really.
Yeah, I know. The other day we didn't get to go over very in depth, but all the lots, we've been through a few revisions after talking to Commissioner Siegerblum as well. These lots are within compliance and actually exceed the minimum standard, which is 36. So the question about the well, I can definitely get with the property owner and developer to make sure that was addressed. From what we understood, it has been. So.
I'm telling you that I'm watching new growth of trees from that area where the well was.
Okay.
Sprout. It's not plugged properly.
So I'll definitely make sure to bring that to their attention as well. I think I'm missing one other question.
Oh, there's also a septic pit, open pit back there?
Yes, so those, and I think I had one more though.
The grade.
That's the biggest thing. So it's. Just on the grade, so at the neighborhood meeting, we did go over that the grading is still preliminary. We are, this is gibberish to a lot of people looking at this, even for me. So over here is Linda Avenue, so this is the south. If you get to the north, to this adjacent property, we are about three feet above the adjacent property. I think our worst case retaining wall is a 3 foot, so we're actually below anything needed for a waiver. But our goal, and preliminary grading is still happening, our goal is to get this to match in as closely as possible. Again, we're conceding with the 9 foot, up to 9 foot walls, and the goal is to make the existing pad grades even lower, so that way the homes do not have any visibility into the adjacent properties, or as little as possible.
Okay, so I'm confused about the yellow card that was sent that says it wanting to change it from 34 to 60 inches to from 3 feet to 5 feet. The finish is.
Can I see one of those? I'm sorry.
Increase finished grade to 60 inches or a maximum of 36 as a standard.
So yes, that's for excess fill. So this is the retaining wall. This is referring to here in the center of the property. So this is going to be between another lot and then an internal street. We do have up to 5 feet of fill. Again, the goal is to minimize our fill. We are applying for the waiver on the off chance that there is some portion of the site that requires fill above the allowed 3 feet. But yes, yeah, so that's just in the center.
That's in the center.
That's just in the center. But again, these numbers have already been reduced. And this isn't the final grading plan by any means. So just for clarity, this is a tentative map. Assuming this gets approved, we would actually develop a real grading plan that would have like individual lots, top of curb, top of street. This is just preliminary to show that it's feasible.
What's being approved if a real map that's going to be actually what's going to be approved? Why is that approved? It seems like the cart before the horse. That's what I'm asking.
May I address that?
Unanswered questions?
Yeah. I want to make sure you're allowed. That's just the entitlement process. The preliminary grading is to be as close as possible. However, we'll actually go out with surveyors and do actual grading on the site prior to construction commencing.
So
prior to actually getting our civil plans approved.
The approval that you're asking for today is
just for the tentative map. So the zone change, and then the tentative map to construct. So this is the only thing that we're actually asking for approval for, would be just the tentative map showing these 19 homes laid out in this fashion.
Okay. So there's going to be however many changes you end up needing to that tentative map. It's just part of the process.
Correct. And the goal again is to reduce any kind of waiver of standards or anything, a design review for the excess fill, things like that. We want to reduce the number of those by the time construction actually commences.
All right. Everybody finished? All right. The board. Any questions from the board? Start with you.
Thank you. To address, first of all, what you said, the normal process is person comes with desired project. In the perfect world of what you could possibly do, what would you like to see? Render that. Then render a grading plan that conforms to what's necessary to achieve that. Then go back to the county and say, here's where we are. Is this okay? And the county goes, yeah, maybe, or maybe not so much, or this is fine, but you got to fix this here. Then they go back and adjust the grading plan, and then they may have to adjust the development plan because, you know, now that living room might be 2 feet below the kitchen in that one particular house. So now they have to make those arrangements. So it's not a static process with a specific order that's always maintained. It's a back and forth to achieve consensus. So if you look at the process during the process It may seem like it's not really a process at all, but it is in the grand scheme of things. You just have to look at it from 35,000 feet. And when they say it's soup yet, then you can start to descend and look at it from 5 feet and judge it critically on that basis. So until then, it's just a lot of stirring of the soup, basically. So, you know, it's just, they're all snapshots in time. So don't let that mislead you.
I understand.
Okay,
the,
very
for
good.
The tenor, thank you for that.
No problem. It's not something you necessarily would know.
Anything else, John?
Yeah, I want to actually talk about his thing, but I wanted to help speak with that lady first. What is the difference currently in the grade between the contemplated development and, say, this gentleman's property? Directly behind it.
So we're looking at so this would be the north.
Okay.
So his property would be right here. We have an existing grade of about 1893.2.
Okay.
And we have our first lot would be 1896.
So that's basically about 3 feet higher.
Correct.
Okay. Now, is there currently a retaining wall that keeps that property from dumping into your property?
A small retaining wall. Less than 6 foot.
But it's at least 3 foot currently.
Yeah, it's at least 3 feet.
So obviously, so that the current grade isn't spilling into your yard to start
with.
Yes. Okay, so now they're going to build a 9-foot wall from their side, not from your side.
Yeah, their side.
So you would end up with a 12-foot wall on your side because 3 and 9 are 12.
Well, he said up to a 9-foot wall.
Up to a 9-foot wall. Because
says.
I did this on a development on the west side, and we ended up with a 14-foot wall on the outside, which was only a 6-foot wall on the inside because we leveled the property all the way, and we ended up 8 feet above grade.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to understand what... So you will at least have a minimum of 9 feet plus some... extra, perhaps a foot or two or more.
I'm good with that.
Just want to make sure of that. Okay, now I'm good with this. I have one more question that goes back to your first picture, if you don't mind, sir.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm done.
Sure.
You mentioned that there was on this, I guess that would be your, is that west or east on the side?
East on the R3? Correct.
Okay, you mentioned that there was like a 5-foot variance in the actual lot line as currently demarcated, is that correct?
So the housing authority's property, they have a wall that it seems to have historically been used by the former property owner as their property line, but it is 5 feet off of our, about 4.5 down here, off of our property line, decreasing as we go back.
So in other words, at that point in time, they are encroaching 4.5 feet, or you are encroaching 4.5 feet?
Their wall is encroaching on their property, 4.5 feet.
No, it's encroaching on your property.
No, it's over. So our property line, we're right here.
Yes.
And then their wall is this.
Okay, so
they're 4.5 feet.
You owe them 4.5 feet.
No, they owe us 4.5 feet.
They are encroaching on your property then. Encroachment means they're taking something from you that doesn't necessarily belong to them.
Historically, the former property owner would have been encroaching on their property line. There's nothing constructed in that zone.
Yeah.
However, they have assumed it as their own.
So they took a faulty property line.
Correct.
And now, at surveying it, it's actually 4.5 feet in your favor.
To the west,
so you get to take that back.
Yeah. Correct.
Okay, now I'm with you. That's what I thought.
Yes. So we are working.
But it seemed like the word encroach got us too confused.
But so we are working with. So our plan is to drain the site over through Davison and Baskin Way here into an existing drainage channel down here on the housing authority side. So we're working with them on the sewer easement and as well as constructing a new wall, hopefully demolishing their existing wall, building a new wall with the proper. Flow for or access for drainage, and then the sewer easement as well.
Okay, very good.
So we're hoping that to rectify all the drainage issues that could occur up here.
Yes.
We're running everything out.
Well, yeah, because now you're going to have pavement and things, and the water's not going to go into the ground anymore.
Right.
Right. Okay, now, is that street that makes this sort of U-shape, for lack of a better description, is that 37.5 feet wide or 38?
So there's a bit of transition of curb.
Okay.
So we have 37 foot here.
Okay.
Then we have an R-curb-L-curb transition, which extends the roadway to 37 and a half feet.
Okay.
Actually, I apologize. We're 38 feet here.
Okay.
Then to 37, and then another transition from L to R, and then we're at 37 and a half feet.
Okay, so 38, 37, 37 and a half. Okay, now is this a roll curve or an L-curb? It's an L-curb?
It's an R. We have R-curb to here, L-curb, and then we go back to R-curb.
Is the L curb occurring on both sides of the street or
correct.
Just on the side against the wall?
Correct. This is all R curb.
Mm-hmm.
This is all L curb.
Okay.
And then this will be, actually, I should just look here to be sure. I believe it's E is just L curb.
Okay.
Apologies, it gets a little odd right here. In this little section. So that section will be L-curb on the property side,
okay.
Where the lot square will be.
Okay.
And then on the side that is adjacent to the housing authority and
right.
that new wall we're hoping to construct,
right.
that will be R-curb because there is no homes abutting it.
Okay, so shall we say, the interior curb
is
that goes
L.
around the U is all L?
Correct.
And the exterior curb that abuts some homes, a wall, and another wall is all R.
Yes, anything that is
okay.
anything fronting a home is L curb.
So then you have L curb on both sides of the street on the east side.
Correct.
And then you split it up on the north and west.
So the west side is L? All L curb?
Yeah, west, okay.
R curb.
Okay.
And then L curb and
okay.
R curb again.
Okay. Okay.
I know it's a bit.
Well, I'm just kind of, I guess I'm trying to understand why you're going back and forth, why you just didn't pick one.
But for flow, essentially, that was,
okay.
for running the L curve,
uh-huh.
For how we have the site graded right now,
right.
that seemed to be the best course of action.
Okay.
There's also a cost measure in there as well for using L over R curve.
Well, then you could theoretically use the whole thing in R curve, I mean in L curve.
We could.
Yeah, okay. All right, I'm done. Thank you so much.
Pat, do you have any questions?
Do you have any drawings that show the floor plan of the home on the lot itself so you can see the yard space?
Like the easements and everything, yeah.
Well, I just want to see how much...
You know, we had...
Space, how much yard is... Because I know one of the concerns was they were kind of crammed in on the lot. So
unfortunately, all I have here... is I do have the driveways drawn in here. However, the homes will adhere to all required setbacks and exceed in rear yards in some cases. So it doesn't quite answer it. However, the homes, by a whole...
I mean, if you're putting a 2,000 square foot house on a 3,600 square foot lot...
Yeah, so the homes are 30 feet, and our lots here are 40.
Okay, so that means that there's 10 feet from the back of the house to the wall?
5 feet on either side. So the
okay,
yeah, setback.
Feet, okay,
yeah, so we have 5 foot setback on either side, so
okay.
10 feet between each home.
Okay.
There is a 10 foot corner setback,
okay.
Which on these corner lots, they're already larger than required, so
yeah.
they'll have larger side yards anyways. There's a 15-foot rear setback, and then the 20-foot to face of building and face of garage.
Okay, so what would the setback be in the rear yards?
15 at a minimum.
From the house to the wall?
Correct.
Minimum. Okay.
Correct. I'm not going to say that they're 20, 30 feet, but
right.
they do vary past 15. Yeah, we're not asking for any waivers on setbacks. The goal was to make sure these homes did fit.
Okay, a little snug.
Is that it?
Yes, that's it.
Judy.
No questions.
Any questions?
No, she said no questions.
What'd she say?
I just wanted a motion to approve with staff conditions, though, and if there's no more questions.
I have no questions either, so.
I just wanted to clarify, he mentioned a 9-foot wall, but there's no waivers for that 9-foot wall.
Yes, we spoke to planning, Mark Donahue. And he stated that we could, we need to present this at the town board, have it read into record, and then reach back out to Commissioner Seagrave-Bloom prior to the Board of County Commissioners meeting.
You don't want them to put it on as a waiver of conditions?
Well, that would actually take out the
That could be another.
That is true.
That seems to me like the right way to do it.
It would, actually, now that you say it. I just got the email today and was trying to find the best course of action, but yes. Yeah, we would like those two conditions imposed for the single-story elevation as well as the up to 9-foot walls on the east, west, and northern property lines.
Mm-hmm. I mean, why would you want not to have that, you know, spelled out so that you don't have to go against
go against it again.
Yeah.
So if someone wants to make a motion with those two conditions added.
Judy, you wanted to move. Do you want to still move, or do you want to not move?
Go ahead and do it, John.
Oh, thank you. She's so good at that. I move for approval with staff conditions and two additional conditions imposed. One is that we have a up to 9-foot wall in every instance.
Correct.
Up to 9-foot wall in every instance for number one. And for the second condition, we have
a single story home
on lot number 7 as already proposed.
Correct.
Do I have any seconds?
All in favor?
Okay, we'll do it that way. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so we done?
Yes, we done.
Thanks for coming out.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming. We appreciate people caring about their neighborhoods.
General business.
Thank you.
Good night. Thank you. Thank you for coming. Appreciate it.
Do you have any general business for us?
No general business for me.
Okay. Then I'm going to move on.
No.
Did you say something else, Victoria?
I think Beatrice might have.
Yeah, I think she might have something, yeah. Let's wait till she's done. No, let's check with her. Don't be crotchety.
She's not even on the board.
Don't be crouching. Okay, we're good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Comments by the general public. This period is devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium and clearly state your name, address, and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or by the board by a majority vote. Is there anyone that wishes to bring up any public comment?
Any public comments? I don't think so.
Finding none.
Next meeting?
Next meeting is May 10, 2022.
Yes, sir.
Meeting adjourned.